Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
One of the core pillars of Liberty Counsel, in fact, the thing that actually catapulted Liberty Counsel into being, was the sanctity of human life from conception through natural death. Liberty Counsel advances religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family through litigation in the courtrooms, through education, through a wide variety of mechanisms, including this radio program, and through public policy by proposing and supporting good legislation and policy that advances and supports all three of these pillars. Today, we're going to be talking about the sanctity of human life. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel.
Now, Matt, it was a simple film, wasn't it, that God used to open your heart to the whole sanctity of human life?
Yeah, prior to becoming an attorney, in fact, this was the changing point. It was when I was a pastor and I attended—
And you would have believed in abortion back then.
Yeah, if you had asked me the question, did I believe in abortion, I didn't think about it a lot, but I would have probably sided and defaulted with yes.
Yeah, because it never affected you personally, so you're like,
and
oh,
I didn't
make a difference.
Think that it was a human life at issue. I only heard what I read in the media, choice and a woman's right to choose and so forth, and I thought it was a blob of tissues, like a heavy menstrual cycle, not a human life. So I was part of a non-denominational ministerial association in Lexington, Kentucky, where we met with different pastors on a monthly basis for lunch, and we discussed things relevant to our community. And a group of pastors ultimately were invited to watch a video, a film. It was reel-to-reel back then. It was about the sanctity of human life. And it was a video that literally changed my life.
Wow.
It was called Assignment Life.
That's
and
powerful.
It showed a real abortion.
Yeah.
And we actually, I've been able to locate that DVD called Assignment Life. It's the actual one that I watched. And we have that here at our Liberty Counsel office. But it not only showed a real abortion, it was like an investigative journalist going through, looking at all the different aspects, and it showed a real abortion. It showed the aftermath of abortion. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is a real human being. I see rib cages, hands and fingers and eyes and skulls. And then how did all this come about? It came about because of the Supreme Court of the United States. That catapulted me. It woke me up. You know, I was a pastor. I knew all these different languages and history and archaeology and knew lots about the Bible, but I didn't know anything about this. And it ultimately redirected my whole future.
Wow. And God really performed surgery on your heart because of that. Now, Matt Barber, you've had a personal experience with abortion as well that has changed while you're so passionate about saving lives now, right?
It has. It happened when I was a teenager, 15 years old. I've written about this. I wrote an open letter to post-abortive women. This is probably one of my articles that has gotten more reaction from any other. I give my testimony, and I talk about how, you know, abortion, it kills God's children, and it hurts men, women, and children alike. And abortion makes men fathers of dead sons and daughters. And when I was a teenager, I was not living as God intends. I was not treating God's daughters as he intended for them to be treated. And one day we were at our home in Colorado, and we got a knock at the door. I just happened to answer the door, and there stood a girl. She was a couple years older than me, and she had tears streaming down her face. I hadn't seen her for months. And she hadn't been in school, and the people were cheering. They were watching my folks and everybody watching the Denver Broncos in the other room. And
this was someone you had dated
cheering.
Before?
This was someone I had dated briefly, and I started to say something to her, and she interrupted me, and she said, I remember her words, she said, "My mom thought it was right for me to tell you I had an abortion, and the kid was yours," and I looked over kind of around her shoulder, and her mom was sitting there in the car. And she was staring at me with this expression on her face. It was just a jarring contempt of anger and pain. And she turned away, walked away, said nothing. I was just numb, but I never saw her again. I've tried to find her, tried to reach out to her, tried to, you know, ask for her forgiveness. But later in life, it really hit me that that child would be in her. I always pictured as a girl in her early 30s and now in her 30s. Mm. And I'm, you know, I might even be a grandfather by now, but I, as the father really of five children, my wife and I, our first child, we lost in miscarriage. Then we have three beautiful children. And then I lost my very first child to abortion homicide. And I still grieve and I still ache over that. And we need to remember too, that men are victimized by abortions. We lose a child as well when an abortion occurs.
And God has used that experience for you to change your heart, heal you, but also to make you passionate about the sanctity of human life.
And that's the forgiveness of Christ. And in my letter, I reach out to these women and I say, you know, we committed, I'm part of this group, right? We were involved in a grave sin, but there is forgiveness. There is God. Christ renews everything, and it can be renewed. We lose that child in this life, but I believe someday I will, when I go to be with the Lord, that child will come up to me and will recognize me and say, Dad, hey, good to finally meet you, you know?
And all the other lives you helped to save, as well as what you're doing today.
And there's probably people listening to this radio program that have had an abortion.
Yeah.
That believed the lie that I once believed, even when I was a pastor, until I watched this video, that ultimately you ended up following this path of taking the life of your child. Maybe it's the only child you could ever have possibly carried to term because you became sterile after that. Or maybe you have a child and now you know that you would have had another child that's older than the one you currently have. But the good news is that Jesus Christ forgives all sins, and he forgives those sins. And he ultimately is the one who wants to restore broken people and use your experience for something good, to be a witness for truth, to save others from going down that same harmful path. So I encourage you to reach out to Jesus because he will ultimately embrace you. He will forgive you, cleanse you of your sin and your past, and transform you into a beautiful creation that he ultimately designed. Amen. You know, in my own family, I have also an experience that's close to me and my family because my father raped my sister, and so you have rape and incest. So when people say you want to have an exception for rape and incest, you know, I have a real strong reaction to that because
Well, that
rape
produced
or
a child.
Incest, how the child was conceived, who conceived that child as the father, for example, who was part of that conception, has nothing to do with the intrinsic value of that child. It's punishing a child for something the child has nothing to do. And when you choose life over death, yes, there's emotional issues you have to deal with, how that came about, but I tell you what, time has a way of healing anything.
God honors that.
God honors it, and life will prevail.
Right.
And you'll never regret that decision.
From that sin, you have a beautiful niece and a beautiful grandniece.
Right. That's exactly right. And so this is not just something theoretical. This is our children that are in the womb, conceived, created in the image of God as part of God's design. And they have intrinsic value from the moment of conception, all the way through natural death. Because when you cheapen life on one end of the spectrum, you cheapen it on the other end of the spectrum as well. And in between, if people are just creatures to be used for someone else's pleasure, then you have all the sexual harassment. You have to give dignity to human life because we're all created in the image of God. Each person has intrinsic value because we are God's creation, created in his image. Stand with us at Liberty Counsel because we advance the sanctity of human life through litigation, through education, and through marriage and the family. Go to our website at lc.org. We have a section involving or about abortion. We also have a website that we're part of, a number of organizations called lifeunited.org. But go to our lc.org. That's our main page. And from there, you can learn more about the various ministries of Liberty Counsel. I encourage you to click on the About button on the lc.org webpage. You can learn more about the many facets of Liberty Counsel, but certainly a key facet, a core pillar, what really launched Liberty Counsel, what launched me and changed my direction was the issue of the sanctity of human life. Pray for our children. Pray that we return America and the culture back to a culture that protects human life. All that we do at no cost. So pray for us and pledge your monthly support to Liberty Council. It's important that you stand with us on a monthly basis. You can go to lc.org to do so.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org.